Rav Nosson Zal says this concept of Tfilas HaMincha that we discussed till now is tied into every single person regarding his general Avodas Hashem throughout his entire life. Ki Shachris Merames Al Hascholas Avodas Odomas Hashem Yisborach. Because Shachris alludes to a person's starting to serve Hashem. Val Piroiv, and in most cases, B'tchila, Kishemaschil Avodas Hashem Yisborach, when a person first starts serving Hashem, whether a person starts in tshuva or a person decides to make a new beginning in Avodas Hashem, Hoylech Loi Keseder. Usually in the beginning, things go smooth for the person. The person sees all green lights open in front of him, and he's dazzled. The person sees that mamash he's on a roll. Umispalil veloimed voisik b'avodas Hashem, and he's davening and learning and performing things of avodas Hashem like he never did before. You know, flying. V'ze b'chinas shachris shehu b'chinas chesed. This corresponds to shachris, which is a concept of chesed, the kindness of Hashem. It's brought that the pasuk says in Chumash, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker, Avraham Avinu, who represents the mid of Chesed, Avraham Avinu woke up in the morning, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Boiker da Avraham, that Boiker represents Avraham Avinu, because Boiker is also a union of Chesed, the sun coming up in the morning, things being light and beautiful. Va'oz who calls Seder Hatfila Barichus, and at Shachris, a person, a Jew, goes through the whole Seder HaTfilah at length, with everything in it. With Karbonois, Psukei Dezimra, Kriyashma, Tfilah, Shmonesrei, Tzitzis, Tfilin. He's got the full package. Ze remez al hascholas avodas odom, she'oz hu b'chinas chesed, v'hoylech loy hakoel keseder, u'marbe b'avodas Hashem kol echad l'fi b'chinosoi. This is a remez to when a person first starts out in avodas Hashem, when he's feeling the chesed of Hashem, and everything is going for him, and he's zeche to do a lot, on each person according to his level. Avlal piroiv, however, in most cases, acharkach noifel me'avodosoi. Eventually, he experiences a yerida, a nefila. He falls. Umaschil Hashem yisborach v'nasoi soisoi, and Hashem starts testing him. And Hashem sicks the Yetzirah on him, as is known to all those who have made a serious new beginning in Avodas Hashem. And that's when the person goes through their main test. This corresponds to noontime, noon and afternoon. Bechinas atchi afuach hayoim, when the day starts leaving, shenemar al klal Yisrael shezochu lekol hagaulois vatoivoi shezochu b'maimed har Sinai. That pasuk is written about klal Yisrael who were zeche to all kinds of redemptions and gifts and miracles that Hashem performed for them when they left Mitzrayim and when they got to har Sinai. V'achar kach kishezgabra aleim abal dovor. And then when the Yetzirah got on their case, then unfortunately they fell into what they fell. And this same scenario repeats itself by every single Jew, each one according to his level, in his manner. And when a person's going through that, the person needs tremendous encouragement. B'li shir ve'erech, unlimited. B'li shir ve'erech u'mispar, l'hischazek b'chol pam b'avoidos yizborach, to constantly be encouraged regarding his avoidos Hashem. V'levli lipoil mishum dover sheboilam, and not to let anything in the world get him down or get him discouraged or get him to quit and give up. Kimavur b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal kama pamim, as is explained throughout Rabbeinu Zal svar many times. V'hoikar shetzorech lizgaber keneged b'chinas hamoichin dekatnus. The main thing is that the person has to do battle against the constricted consciousness, as we call it, the Moichin de Katnus, Shehein is Gabriel al Kolodom, which tries to attack every single person. Kikima shebo al Odom achshavo shel pchisus vekatnus aydei oitzem shov, because the fact that a Jew experiences thoughts of feeling unworthy and low and bad because of his many sins and the severity of his sins, afal pi she'oso be'emes ma she'oso, even though the person really did commit major sins, his yirida is very, very great. Afal pi kein al pi roiv elu hamachshavos hem tachbulos hayetzara, still, in the majority of cases, these thoughts are not coming from a good place. They're not coming from his Yetzer Tov. They're actually coming from the Yetzirah. These are tricks of the Yetzirah, whose intention is to discourage the person, to get him to quit Hashem completely, Chas V'Shalom. Ve'ein zeh anovo klal. This has nothing to do with humbleness whatsoever. Rak hu mebechinas moichen dekatnus. But rather it's coming from a bad place. It's coming from this place called moichen dekatnus, whereby the Yetzirah is attacking the person's mind, and he's trying to force the person, Chas V'Shalom, to fall, to get down, to be discouraged, and to eventually quit. As if there's no hope for you. You see you can't succeed. Or the Yetzirah is trying to block him from davening the tefillah that he's about to daven with joy, with concentration, or anything similar to this. V'alze, he's here, Rabbeinu Zal, leval yite hodom atzmoi, kemavur leil. And it's about this that Rabbeinu Zal warned us that a person should not allow himself to be fooled by the Yetzahara, as we mentioned earlier. Ki hodom tzorech lodas, shashim yitzborach, godol ma'oid, because a Jew has to know that Hashem is very, very great, Rabbeinu Zal said that a person needs to know that Hashem is very great, and we can't fathom Hashem's greatness, and we don't know anything at all. We know nothing. As is well known, this statement that Rabbeinu Zal made, that's quoted at the end of the Sipurei Maaseis. And this is a very well known statement that Rabbeinu Zal quoted at times in letters to his son and to other people as a tremendous word of encouragement, where Rabbeinu Zal let him know that no matter what you think, no matter what any human being thinks they could conceive of the vastness of Hashem's kindness and Hashem's ability to help a person or to rectify things, whatever our imagination, whatever our wildest imagination is, isn't even the tiniest fraction compared to what it really is, how great Hashem really is. Ube'emes sicha zois yef shel avar v'ksav. Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, this statement of Rabbeinu Zal's, there's no way in the world to explain it in writing. It's only one who was zeicha to hear it when Rabbeinu Zal said it. That person can fathom a little bit, can get a hint of what Rabbeinu Zal was referring to in us realizing how great Hashem really is. Aval haklal she'ein shum odom yoidea klal gdulosei yisborach rachmanusai dein soif. No human being at all knows and understands and can fathom Hashem's greatness and Hashem's infinite kindness. V'yalkein, and therefore, kol echod, afilu im nofal amokim shenofal, afal pikein lo'oitzen gdulosei rachmanusai yisborach, Yeshinyan sheyochol lehisapech hakol legamri meira letoiv. And therefore, every single person, no matter how far they've fallen, still, according to how great Hashem is and how kind Hashem is, it's possible for everything to turn around completely for the good. And all of the person's sins should suddenly get converted to mitzvahs. The minuses should become pluses. As Rabbeinu Zal told us clearly. Paragraph of V'alkein tzorech ha'odom l'schazek mo'oid mo'oid b'b'chinas eis ha'tzorayim dainu be'emtze yomov. And therefore, a Jew has to strengthen himself and be encouraged tremendously, especially at noontime. What the world speaks about now, midlife crisis. Everybody knows this. The terms midlife crisis, menopause by women, all of this phraseology and terminology referring to a person coming, as we'll see soon, bifrat achashe'ovru roi shnoisel, especially when a person finds that they've crossed the line where a majority of their life has passed them. They're over 40, over 45, where most people don't necessarily expect to live, you know, double that age. She'oz hu'bebechinas achar chatzoy sayoyim berach nechayev, which means the person has passed the line of noontime of his life expectancy. And in most cases, that's when the Yetzer Hara really rolls up his sleeves and starts punching and starts really fighting the person much more so than before. Because of course it's true that the main serving of Hashem, the best serving Hashem, is in a person's youth. Because as the pasuk says, it's good for a man to carry a yoke during his youth. V'yankusa klila devarda. Youth is the beauty of the rose. U'kamashikosov Rabbeinu Zal bohalav beis hayoshon ois tov tshuva simen ayin gimel. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Sefer Hamidos, in the older section, the first part, ois the tov for tshuva, paragraph ayin gimel there, sheyoyim echod sheha'odom oivides Hashem Yisborach b'mei neurov yokor yoiser mikamo shonim be'es is kenusod. One day of a person serving Hashem in his youth, when his blood is hot and when he has all kinds of tests and everything, is more precious to Hashem than several years when he's old and he no longer has those desires or those temptations. V'chein shomati mi Rabbeinu Zal kama pomim shehoikor hu lekarev Hashem Yisborach b'nei ha'na'urim daika. And so too I heard Rabbeinu Zal told me many times that the most in looking for whom to be makarev, the most important thing is, the best choice is to be makarev youth. Ki hazakenim koshe lo shiva me'ana'urim, because people that are older, it's much harder to get them to do tshuva, to change their ways, than it is people that are young. Ukimavur b'sefer ho'alef beis, and as is brought again in Sefer Hamidos, this time Hachodosh, part 2, the part that Rabbeinu Zal wrote later in his life, ois tov tshuva simen dalet, ukimashikosov batoiro toisi kiseoive, and as Rabbeinu Zal also elaborates on one of the last chapters in Likutei Maran, toisi kiseoive, ayin sham, look over there, where he emphasizes that it's much easier to do tshuva right away, before you get old, or before you get old in your sins. However, despite all of this, still, even a person who is zocher to start serving Hashem in his youth, when he reaches the middle of his life, and he wants to achieve what he wants to achieve, he wants to get to a certain place that he hasn't gotten to yet, in most cases the Yetzer Hara really revs up his engines, and the Yetzer Hara does everything in his power possible to block that person from getting to the true Derech HaChaim. Umakolshke, that's a person who's serving Hashem even from his youth. Umakolshke ni sheloy hischel klal b'mei neurim, how much, and especially in the case of a person who did not start serving Hashem in his youth, she'oz bevadai kishibol l'veizeh hirhurei tshuva, that by that person, certainly, when the person starts having thoughts of wanting to do tshuva, wanting to correct things, wanting to improve, kisheroya she'ovru roiv shneisa, because the person sees that majority of his life has already finished, utzrichen lachshoy v'al soifa v'tachlisoy, and he's over the hill, he's starting to head to that final destination, and he feels he has to start thinking about it, he has to start thinking about his end in this, about leaving this physical world. She'azai tekef mizgabro lof habardovor mo'oid mo'oid. As soon as a person starts thinking that way, the Yetzirah tries very, very hard to block him. U'mispashet kenegdoi mo'oid. Ve'enoi roitzel anichoi lotzeis mitavoisov reshoisov ashenokabem. The Yetzirah doesn't want to let this person go away from his evil desires and the traps that he's already become ensnared in, you know, the Yetzirah's traps. V'alzeet soye kaposuk hagidoli she'ohavo nafshi eicho tire eicho tarbitz batzorayim. And it's about this that the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, that Hashem says, tell me, my beloved, how in the world are you going to pasture? How are you going to lie down at noontime? In other words, how are you going to survive? How are you going to live at noontime? But Zohorayim Daika, Shehu Bechina Zmana Mincha, Shiachar Chatzai Sayoyim, Shehu Beklolia Simeyodo Machshe, Shovru Roi Shneisa. This corresponds to the time of Mincha, which is immediately after noon, which in a person's life refers to when he's over 35 or over 40, over 45. He's crossed that midlife, he's into midlife crisis. V'alkein Tzrichin Yeshua V'rachmim Rabim. And this is why a person at that point needs tremendous kindness of Hashem, needs a tremendous Yeshua, salvation. And this is what every single religious person has to daven for during his youth. That Hashem should help him be zeicha to have a good future, a good ending. That he shouldn't fall in his religion, he shouldn't fall in his spirituality. And no matter if we get old or very old, Hashem shouldn't forsake us. As we find Dovra Melech crying out to Hashem about this in Tehillim, Hashem, don't reject me when I get old, when I don't have any more strength, don't forsake me. Because unfortunately at times a person experiences a major yerida, a major fall when he gets older. Kimashikosov Rabbeinu Zal b'Sefer Aleph Beis, Ois Nun Nefila Siman Aleph, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Amidos, chapter on letter Nun for Nefila, first paragraph. V'alkein Tzrichin Laharbois B'Tfila B'Mei Hanurim Shelo Yipoil La'Oilo Me'Avedos Yisporach. This is why a person has to daven a lot in his youth, that he shouldn't fall from his serving Hashem. Ubifrat kishikvar hayomim boim vigil emtziyomov umaschal yom lariv, especially when the days already, the midlife has already arrived, and the sun is starting to set on him. He's gone over that midpoint and he's starting to head downhill. Shemaschil neskar v'yemei kitzay v'soifoy, where the days of his demise are approaching. That's when a person really has to look carefully at his end. How am I going to come before Hashem in this state with empty suitcases? Because at that point a person has to really fortify himself and turn on his engines and really apply himself with everything he's got. Because that's this concept of noontime, b'chinas zman amincha. Because the life of a person is compared to daytime. And when a person dies and he leaves this world, that's compared to darkness. Before the sun sets on you, meaning before you pass away. And this is why after a person has crossed the middle of his life, we say he's entered into the stage of mincha time. That's when a person has to try extra, extra hard to sweeten the harshness at that time, to sweeten the judgments, which means to overcome the Yetzirah. And to attach himself very, very tightly and very securely to the true tzaddikim of the generation who are in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're the ones who are best qualified and most capable of sweetening the din of mincha time at its source. By doing that, they're zeicher to eliminate all midas hadin, all the powers of the Yetzirah. V'zeichem l'tshuva shleima. The person is zeicher to complete tshuva. V'alkein, kabolas hatainis, shulchinas tshuva, hu betfilas mincha daika. And this is why, as we said earlier, a person accepting a fast upon himself, which is the aspect of tshuva, that the time for that is mincha time. That's a time for a person to really, really get serious about their tshuva. Paragraph Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. And this is tied into the great holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Ki mincha hi b'chinas pachad Yitzchak. Because we know that mincha corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu, who is known as pachad Yitzchak. Yira. He's the one who established mincha. This corresponds to Rosh Hashanah, which is also a concept of Pachad Yitzchak. The highlight of Rosh Hashanah is the blowing of the shofar, which reminds Hashem of the ram of Yitzchak. And this will also explain to us why we celebrate 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Shehim b'chinas dina kashya v'dina rafya. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this corresponds to the two types of midas hadin of Hashem, dina kosher and dina rafya, severe din and lighter din. The Zohar HaKadosh mentions this in a number of places. One of the places is when it introduces the topic of Pora Aduma, and it says in the pasuk there in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, v'yikhuli Pora Aduma Tamima. So the Zohar HaKadosh says Aduma is Dina Kasha. Redness, that's severe din. Tamima, the word Tamima over there, refers to Dina Rafia, a lighter type of din. The Aduma there refers to Midas Hagvura. Tamima refers to the Midah of Malchus. In fact, the word Tamima is Bigimatria Malchus. These two levels of din, Bina and Malchus, or Gvura and Malchus sometimes as they refer to. This corresponds to what we spoke about earlier, the two minchas, Gedoyla and Ktana. Kibizman mincha Gedoyla ubechinas dina kashya, machmasheoz, hascholas sherish adin shotchilas atzimtzum, shemishom ikar hiskabrusam. Ki ikar hiskabrusam hime hascholokanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, mincha Gedoyla represents dina kashya because that's the beginning of the source of a din, which is the Tchilas HaTzimtzum, which is where the Sitra Achra draws its greatest strength from the beginning. V'alkein oz tzrichim lahamshich hahamtoko mimokom govoya yoiser. And that's why, at that time, a person has to draw the power to sweeten the din from the highest possible address, the highest level of kindness of Hashem. V'alkein nikra mincha gedoyla. This is why it's called mincha gedoyla. However, afterwards we come to mincha ktana, ki achar shenisrachei katzimtzum vadin min ascholo, shom ein lohem koyach lahatois kol kach, Because once the tzimtzum, the constriction and the din, has moved away a little from its origin, from its place of startup, it doesn't have as much power to confuse the person, to get the person to make mistakes. Ki ikara ha-tos shalahem b'ha-haschola daika. Because the main tos of the Yetzirah, of the Sitra Achra, of all of these forces of evil, comes from the beginning. Because as we said earlier, that's some, the Tchilas HaTzimtzum is something that it's impossible for the human mind to comprehend. So Rabbi Nadal says, that's why when we move away from Mincha Gedoyla, where the Midas HaDin gets weaker and lesser, and the Tzimtzum is easier, that second place is called Mincha Ketana. Because the concept of drawing seichel from Hashem, drawing light from Hashem to sweeten the din, has to be relative to the din, according to how powerful the din is. Ukeshahadin godol yoiser, the greater the power of the din, tzorech lahamshich moyach godol yoiser amtikoi, you need a higher level of moichin to sweeten that din. When the din becomes smaller, then a smaller level moyach will have the ability to be mamtikit. This is the concept of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because it's Din Akashia, it's the Tchilas HaTzimtzum, that's why on that day we have to draw the most powerful, powerful Moichin to be able to sweeten the Din. The Iker HaMtoko Mibchinas Shoyre Shoelyoim, Sheshom Kol HaMoichin Degadlos V'Katnos Kol Biachad. And as we learned earlier, the main HaMtoko, to be able to sweeten the most severe type of Din, comes from Shoyre Shoelyoim, comes from the highest, highest place. The Keser, Atik, where over there, all the Moichin of Gadlus and Katnus are all one. Ki Rosh Hashanah Nechlolin Yachad Chama Ulevona Shehem Hamoir Hagodol Vamoir Hakoton. Take a look at this. Because on Rosh Hashanah is when the two great lanterns, the two great Moichin, the two great lights, the sun and the moon, come together. It's the beginning of the solar year and the beginning of the lunar month. Because we mention one zikoroim for both. We don't have to say Yalaviyovai twice, and we don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Shemoneh Esrei. By mentioning Rosh Hashanah, it automatically includes Rosh Chodesh. Ki hu Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Chodesh shem b'chinas chama ulevona ki yadua. That's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. U'biyoyim sheni hu dino rafya. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Midas HaDin is already a little bit weaker. You'll note that among those of Rabbi Nezal's followers that have the custom not to speak on Rosh Hashanah, they don't speak on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, most of them. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is already a lighter Midas HaDin, Din Rafya as it's known. Because we've already moved away from that Tchilas HaTzimtzum, that beginning. And therefore, we don't need such high-level moichin to accomplish the hamtoka sadinim. Ube'emes shnei yomim shol Rosh Hashanah k'yom arichtohem. However, we know that in truth, both days of Rosh Hashanah are referred to as yom arichto, one long day. Ki kula echad, because in truth, it's all really one. Ki ikra ha-hamtoka b'shnei ayomim ha-koil nimshach mi-shoyer ha-shoyoyin shisham kulo echad. Because the main hamtoka for both days of Rosh Hashanah really comes from that high, high place where we said over there, everything is one. Shom nichlal yachad shnei yomim shol Rosh Hashanah. Shem b'chinas mincha gdoilo mincha ktana, godless v'katnas. There, both days of Rosh Hashanah, Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketana, Godless and Katnus all come together. Ki kulo chad, because it's all really one. V'yoz b'Rosh Hashanah hu yoyim rishoyin shel aseret yimei tshuva. And that Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the 10 days of tshuva. Ki ikar hascholas ha-tshuva nimshach mebechinas hamtoka anal. Shebechinas hamtoka shel mincha. Shebechinas hamtoka shel Rosh Hashanah kanal. Because the main beginning of tshuva comes from this great, great hamtoka that we mentioned, which is the hamtoka of mincha, which is the hamtoka of Rosh Hashanah. The ikra tshuva shlasser simei tshuva nigmar b'yoyim ha-kippurim shehu yoyim tainis, yoyim mechilo slicha. And we know that the aser simei tshuva is completed on Yom Kippur, which is a fast day, a day of forgiveness. Nimtza, shetchilas ha-tshuva v'tainis shleim ha-kippurim maschil b'Rosh Hashanah. So it works out that the fast day of Yom Kippur is really starting from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of that whole process. Ki oz maschil ha-tikun shenigmar b'yom ha-kippurim. Because it's on Rosh Hashanah that the tikun that's going to be completed on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah is when it begins. Ki yodua b'kavonos, as is known in the writings of the Arizal. V'ze b'chinas kabola satainis b'mincha. This corresponds to our concept throughout the entire year that when a person wants to accept a tainis officially, when does he do it? From the mincha of the day before. Ki ikar hatikin shel yom ha-kippurim shu yom tainis u'tshuva maschil b'Rosh Hashanah shehu b'chinas tfilas ha-mincha kanal. Because the main tikkun of Yom Kippur starts from Rosh Hashanah, which is the mincha before. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is considered to be the concept of tfilas mincha, pachad Yitzchak, as we said before. Kemoikein, kol mi sheroitze lasis tshuva b'chol hashanah. And therefore, the same thing holds true. Any person who wants to do tshuva throughout the year, will lekabel olav tainis and to accept upon himself a fast, tzorech lekabloi b'mincha daika. He has to start from mincha. Shehi b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. V'hatainis shemekabel hu b'chinas Yom Kippur. And the fast day that he accepts on himself symbolizes Yom Kippur. Shehu yom tainis. Ki ikar hatainis v'tshuva zeich al yidei hamtoka shel b'chinas tfilas ha-mincha shebechinas hamtoka shel Rosh Hashanah kanal. Because the main effectiveness of fasting and tshuva a person is zeich to through the hamtoka of the tfilas mincha, which is the hamtoka of Rosh Hashanah. Paragraph Zayin. Uboze miyushev kushias hatoisvis. Lomo koru tfila zois daika b'shem mincha. With this we could understand the answer to Toisvis' question in the Gemara, where he asks, why is this second tfila the day called mincha? Haloi gam baboiker hikrivu mincha. In the morning also they brought a mincha. Both korban tomids had minchas attached to them. So why is the afternoon one called mincha? Kemuva b'mongan Avram, simen reish lamed bey, zayin sham. This question is quoted by the Mongan Avram. Achal pianal micho heitev. But based on what we discussed, we could understand the answer to this question very well. Ki mincha hi b'chinas korban oni. We know that a korban mincha is a korban that's associated with a poor person. Kemoy shekosuv, as it says in the Torah, v'im lo yisasig yodoyin, if he can afford an ox or a lamb or even a goat or even two pigeons, the hevi asiris soifa. What does he bring? He brings the least expensive thing possible, which is a handful of flour. Well, k'may shom razal, as the Gemara says, ne'mar b'korban behema yisherech nichoyach, v'ne'mar b'mincha yisherech nichoyach. In the Torah, we find the Torah using the term a fire offering that will be accepted, that will be welcomed by Hashem. We find that terminology being used when a person brings an animal, an ox, and we find that same terminology being used when a person brings a mincha, which is a handful of flour. Lamdecho, this comes to teach you, she'echod amarbe ve'echod amamit, that whether a person is able to give a large donation or a person is only able to give a small donation, both of them give Hashem equal satisfaction. If the person is giving what he can, and it's for this reason that when Bnei Yisrael brought a korban tomid, an oilas tomid, a keves, a sheep or a goat, that was brought as an oila in the morning and in the afternoon, they had to bring a mincha together with it. Ki mincha shi korban oni zebchinas tefila loni, because the korban mincha, which is the korban of a poor man, corresponds to the tefila of the poor man. Shehi yikora ma'oid be'enei Hashem yisborach, which is very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Kemavur b'zoyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Zohar HaKadosh elaborates about this. The Zohar HaKadosh mentions that in the Sefer Tehillim, it says Tfila LaMoshe, Tfila LaDavid, and Tfila LaAni. The Zohar HaKadosh says out of all three, the Tfila which is closest to Hashem, which is most precious to Hashem, is the Tfila LaAni. As the Pasuk says, Kiya Toif, he wraps himself Kaviyochel with Hashem, V'lifnei Hashem yishpoich sichoi. His words go directly to Hashem. No malochim, no intervention, no messenger, no shlichim. The Oni has the most personal, private audience with Hashem. Ki akorbonoi sein b'chinas tefila kemavur b'derazal, because we know that the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash correspond to our tefila today. Uneshalma porim sfaseinu. And it's for this reason that the korban tomids, which are an aspect of tefila, they required minchas attached to them. Ki ikar aliyas hatefila shibchinas korban he al yedei tefila laoni sheoilo tchilo lashem yizborach kimavur bezoyer hakodesh, because the main power of the tefilas of the Jewish people to rise up before Hashem and to be accepted is dependent on the Tfila Lo'oni, which is the one that reaches Hashem first, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. Shezeu b'chinas mincha, shi b'chinas korban oni. V'alkei nikras tfilas mincha b'shem mincha daik, and this is why it's our afternoon tfila that's called mincha, ki ha-mincha shi b'chinas korban oni, tfila lo'oni, af al pi shi yikora ma'oid ma'oid, ben Hashem yizborach, the reason is because the korban mincha, which is the korban of the poor man, which corresponds to the tefillah of the poor man, even though it's very, very precious in Hashem's eyes, still it requires a major hamtoka, a major sweetening, before it's able to accomplish its goal. I remember my father-in-law, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrecha, once said that the word Oni, Ayin Nun Yud, is Bigematria 130, which is two times Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the name of the Shechina, the name of the Malchus of Hashem, Odon. Odon means ruler. So Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the name of the Shechina Gdesha, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud also represents the Nefesh of the Oni. Because an Oni is a person who's in a Midas Hadin. The doors have been closed to him. He doesn't have Parnasa. He doesn't have health. He doesn't have friends. Whatever the status of, whatever his poverty, in whatever manners his poverty manifests itself, he's considered in a state of Tzimtzum, Din, Midas Hadin. So Rabbeinu says, even though he's very close to Hashem and very precious to Hashem, it still requires major hamtoka. Ki ha'oni hu bebechinas moichin dekatnus, shu bechinas miyat halavona, bechinas hamoyer hakoton, shemishom ikra hadalus vahanias, ki yodua. Because the oni, an oni is, most poor people are angry. He's in a state of moichin dekatnus, which corresponds to miyat halavona, which is moyer hakoton, which is the source of all poverty. V'alkein gam ma'at ha'parnosa sheloni boloi bedoichek ubetzar godoil, and it's for this reason that even the minimal parnosa that he does have, he gets it under pressure, with difficulty, with struggling, with great pain. Because it's very difficult for him to draw shefa from Hashem while he's in this state of moichen dekatnus, this constricted consciousness. B'chinas miyut hayoreach, shu b'chinas dinim, shaydezeh nis'akev ha'shefa loimoy. That causes the shefa to be blocked, to be held back, to be delayed. The opposite of poseach es yodecho masbir l'chol chayrotzon, which is the kindness of Hashem shining forth. V'zeh b'chinas bosar anya ozlan yusuf. And this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that poverty follows a poor man, chas v'shalom. Avol, kishashim izborach, roitzel rachim olov lo shioi. However, when Hashem makes a decision to have rachmonos on this oni and to help him, ikar yeshuosoi al yedei tzadik hadoer hu amiti hagodol b'mayla ma'oid. The main Yeshua of this oni comes through the leading tzaddik of the generation, who is very, very great. Shehu oise atzmoi oni, who makes believe he's an oni. He makes himself like an oni, as if he were very poor. He humbles himself as if he has nothing, as if he has no good deeds, he has nothing. Kemoi dovra melech avashon, sheos atzmoi tomid ko'oni, like Dovra Melech, who is a Melech Yisrael, besides being such a tremendous tzaddik and Talmud Chacham, and having a family, and having servants, and an army, and besides all of that, and with the great wealth that he had as a king, still he presented himself before Hashem like an oni, kamo shekosuv, aneni ki oni ve'ev yoinoni. Dovra Melech begged Hashem, please answer my tefillah because I'm an oni vevyoin. Ki David yoda shetfilas ha'oni yekora moid. Because Dovra Melech knew this secret, that the tefillah of a poor person is treasured by Hashem tremendously. Alkein osa atzmoi tomid koni kemuvur b'zohar kodesh. That's why he always humbled himself and considered himself like a nothing, a nobody, like one who's standing before Hashem empty-handed, void of mitzvahs, void of any credits, void of anything to be proud of. V'zeh ha-tzadik, p'chinas David Moshiach, sho'is ha-tzmayoni, hu daiko yochoy lahamtik ho'aniyos vevyoinos b'sharoshoy. And this tzadik, who is p'chinas David Moshiach, who makes himself like an oni, he's the one who has the power to be mamtik, all of this aniyos, at its source. Dahainu shehumamti kol amoichin de katnus v'tachlis katnus de katnus ad k'tzei ho'achroin ad ein tachlis hakoil humamti b'sherosho yoelion hagavoye v'nor moid shu b'chinas ayin shehu lamala mikol hamoichin de gadlus v'katnus sheshom kuloichad. This tzaddik goes ahead and is mamtik the most severe moichin de katnus and katnus de katnus to the lowest level, by reaching up to the Shoyrish Elyon, to the highest place, which is Bechinas Ayin, which is above all Mechin, where everything is one, and there is Mamtik everything. Ki zeh hatzadik Bechinas David Moshiach, afal pi shoyis atzmoi koni mamish, because this tzadik, even though he makes himself as if he were mamish anoni, umishatef atzmoi im kol ho'aniyim v'adalim v'ashfolim sheboilam, and he unites himself, he joins with all the poor people in the world, he holds hands with them. However, he doesn't allow himself to fall into any depression, any lack of optimism, any lack of hopefulness, any lack of encouragement. Adaraba betachlis aniyusai v'shiflusai hu betachlis hagadlus tegadlus. But rather just the opposite. At the same time that he considers himself the lowest of the low, at the same time, he's as high as he could possibly be. He's in the highest state of optimism, hopefulness, joy, on top of the world. Ki etzloi gadlus v'katnus kula chad. Because by him, by the tzaddik emes, gadlus and katnus are one. Shezehu b'chinas ho'anovo shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Umoshiach, v'David, v'kol ha-tzadikim ha-gdoilim ho-amitim kanal. This is the concept of the anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshiach, Avraham Melech, all the great, great tzadikim. V'zeh shonu royim shon b'mkoimoy, b'mizmar pei vav hanal. And this is what we see right there in the Sefer Tehillim, chapter 86. Shekoro atzmoy shom oni ve'avyoin, that on one hand, Avraham Melech calls himself an oni ve'avyoin, k'may shekosuv hate Hashem oznecha, Hashem, please turn your ear to me. Aneni ki oni v'avyononi, and answer me because I'm a beggar. I'm a poor person. U'besoich kach miyad koro l'nafshi chosid. And a few words later, he says, Hashem shomro nafshi ki chosidoni. כמו שכוסו שם תקו מיד שמונה שגזונן, ובאמס אין אונו מבין זוי סייטב. רב נוסר says the truth is it's hard for us to comprehend this. It's hard for us to understand how these things coexist, how they exist side by side. אבל דוד זוכר לזה, but דוד המלך הוא זוכר to this, שעושה עצמו עוני ואביון באמס. He wasn't joking, he wasn't fooling around. He was able to make it, to humble himself, to lower himself, to consider himself mamish, a beggar, a nothing, a nobody. ואף על פי כן, היה בבחינת מויכן דגדלוס. And at the same time, he was in a state of מויכן דגדלוס. He wasn't depressed, he wasn't quitting, he was in a state of tremendous optimism. וקורא לנפשי חוסד, וצדיק כזה, וקורא לנפשי חוסד, and he was able to refer to himself as חוסד. וצדיק כזה דייקו, הוא יוכל לעזור לישי הסעניים. And it's a tzaddik of this caliber, of this type, that's in a position to help the poor people. Because despite the fact that he makes himself like an oni, as if he's poor and everything, he doesn't allow himself to fall into moichin de katnus.